News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Panala hearings into the Metrolink are currently underway. Today, the focus will be on traffic management plans, land and property acquisition along the route. Duncan Stewart, environmentalist architect. You're opposed to the Metrolink. Tell us why, Duncan, because I suppose when I heard you were opposed, I was slightly surprised because your green credentials are well known to everybody.
Yeah, that's right, Shane. I mean, I'm incredibly in support of public transport, and we badly need an awful lot more public transport infrastructure, train lines, tram lines, you know, Lewis, bus connections that are happening with Bus Connect to a certain extent, but there's an awful lot more that can be done. So, and the problem we have is we have traffic congestion increasing as our population grows and as more and more people commute into Dublin, mostly by car, and cars then create the massive congestion problem, which then in turn blocks buses and, you know, disrupts bus journeys. And it, in other words, it's a knock-on effect, and it's only going to get worse and worse unless we change and develop public transport.
And specifically the problem with Metro, buses. Duncan.
Well, Metro, first of all, with a starting cost of 9.5 billion, you know, we don't know where that's going to go in terms of cost, but that's an incredible amount of money that would be going to one exclusive project that would connect Dublin Airport. Primarily, it's about Dublin Airport. And the cost of doing that, knowing that that money then will be deprived from all of the much more essential rail networks and Lewis networks that we need to put into place that are critical to make Dublin a proper public transport network system across the whole city where people can actually not have to take a car. You know, we need to be able to give people that choice that they can take public transport and know that it can be reliable and will get to where you want to get to. But the Metrolink does not tick that box. It's very specific. It would be great for people going to the airport who want to go from Dublin City, from the centre, but it's not going to be any good for people coming up from around the country or people across Dublin City. So it'll be exclusively looking at that one route. Now, it does facilitate Swords. It comes from Swords and it comes into the city. But really, you know, the massive cost, and we don't know what it will end up costing, it is disproportionately out of line, especially when we look at the amount of carbon emissions that will go into manufacturing or to excavating the tunnel. You know, it doesn't stack up, you know. Here we are in a crisis with climate change, and that we need to do everything to reduce our carbon emissions. And by digging a tunnel, the embodied carbon is massive, you know, compared to a surface line, you know. Now, it's great to be underground. There's no doubt we all want to see trains underground, like London and everything else. But it's very, very expensive. And the cost per kilometre of this is about half a billion per kilometre. It's a massive amount of money.
Briefly, if you were given that 9 billion, what would you spend it on?
Oh, I've 20 projects. I'm developing a plan for Dublin with a colleague of mine, Tom Newton, where we're looking at right across. We've come up with about 20 different initiatives that are badly needed for public transport, ranging from what we can do with buses and even creating a really good centre city bus system that deals with, for example, where all buses would have a bus interchange in one location so you can move from one bus to another. For all bus routes in Dublin, we have ideas for even the Met. For example, take the M50. We're proposing that a Dart line would be on the M50, all the way around the M50 from right around the city.
Okay.
That would then connect with the eastern existing Dart line, you know.
Well,
massive things we can do.
We'll definitely come back and talk to you again about that plan. But in the meantime, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Duncan Stewart there. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.